This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 48. I'm Allison Crow, your host, and today we are talking about my identity shift. Big changes behind the scenes that I want to share with you. You guys, my identity is changing. I've been talking about becoming, and the theme of Camp Starheart was becoming. And I want to give you a little bit about how this came out for me. So in January 2017, I had been and was in a coaching program, a membership program, and I never went to anything live. I listened on Sunday afternoons, and I also listened to her podcast, and I'm speaking about Brooke Castillo. And in January 2017, I don't even remember which episode it said, but I got one insight that we say this all the time, but it literally changed my life. And she was talking about how as she was building and expanding her business, that in January 2017, she was thinking, what does Brooke December 2017 think? And so she wasn't just talking about fantasizing and, you know, picturing her future self. She was literally bringing the brain and the thinking of her future self back to the current situation. And from that moment, I began playing with that concept. What does Allison, December 2017, what decisions is she making? What decisions is Allison in December 2018? What decisions is Allison 2020 making? How is she thinking? What problems is she solving? And what I love about that concept, and thank you so much, Brooke Castillo, you really did change my life. You also helped me see that I could actively participate in a coaching program without showing up live to the calls, and that all it takes is one insight. It's not about consuming information. It's about applying the insights that you get. So I have applied this insight, and my world is changing. So that was January 2017. In April 2017, I was feeling the full weight of my success as a coach, retreat leader, artist, all the things. And my tax bill, the tax bill for my success. And I was just feeling a lot of pressure, and I was going through perimenopause and needed some extra adrenal support, adrenal fatigue, hormonal imbalance, these kinds of things. And I was success on the outside. I felt success on the inside, but my body couldn't keep up. And I started feeling the pressure of my own success. And so I had a little midlife meltdown. Those are actually some episodes that I shared with you. But as I was going through that emotional breakdown, I used the tools that I had been speaking and teaching about for however many years, which led me to May. The very next month, May 2017, I relieved the pressure that I had been putting on myself. My husband and I decided to move back to the Austin, Texas area. We decided to downsize. We decided to buy a house way beneath our means. And so I relieved some pressure, and I got help from my doctors for my physical conditions. And I also began researching and thinking about how to implement and create the new plan that I wanted to create, which was my membership program. And so by the end of May, I had hired, my brain was like, okay, the woman that has this going has professional help. She doesn't just wing it and bootstrap it like I had always done in the past. And so at the end of May 2017, I had hired a professional who was a professional on the back end of building membership sites and all the logistics and all the functional pieces that a programmer or I don't even know what you call it. All the logistical pieces, right? I'm the visionary and they're the one making sure that the payments work and that the emails are automated and all these other things. And I set it up I started before I was ready, but I set it up as if it were completely full. I set it up as if it had 333 members in it, even though at the moment, right, it had zero. In October 2017, I opened the doors to that program. In May 2018, so last year at this time, I began to experiment with different ways to grow my business, and I hired an amazing company. I actually highly recommend them. I hired Athena Digital Marketing to help me with an ad campaign. I had never done one before. I might have boosted a post, but it helped me. I wanted to reach an audience larger than the one I already had. And so I wanted to experiment with something that I know that had worked well for some other people. And I made those decisions. And in May, we got the ball rolling. And in June, I have many clients that came from that ad campaign. Shout out to you guys who are listening. I have many soulies who came from that campaign. And next month, they'll be hitting their 1-year anniversary. And so we ran that through July, August, and September. I shared behind the scenes with my clients what that was like, how I was spending money, and all the things that worked and did not work from that. I won't necessarily call it a failure because I absolutely got some clients. It was a lot more expensive than I wanted it to be. And because the price of my membership is relatively small, it's taken a lot of time to recoup the massive investment that I put in. But it felt really good to kind of step in and try on the hat of somebody who hires pro help, who I wanted to experiment. Everybody's talking about the funnels and the campaigns and webinars and all these other things. And so it certainly wasn't a failure, but it also, at some point, as I checked in and I paid attention to my becoming and I paid attention to my thinking, I'm not sure that it's the best way for me to go forward at this point. So here we are, a year from that time. We're now in May 2019, and I had another major transition. So a few months ago, I ran into a friend of mine here in Austin who used to own one of the very first co-working companies here. She now runs a co-working, an international co-working conference, and that's her primary business. And I was like, hey, Liz, what's up? So good to see you. I remember launching my Soulful Living business from her co-working space in 2011, 2010, actually. And she was like, oh, you know me, I'm just becoming a mogul. And I was like, what does mogul mean to you? And she shared with me her version of mogul is 8 streams of income. And I'm just so proud of what Liz has created around the world. I'm proud of what she's created locally. She's actually sold off those companies. But that word stuck with me. And of course, one of my core words and core feelings is soulful. My company's name is Soulful Living LLC. And so those words sat in my cosmic crock pot, just marinating together for a while. Meanwhile, I'm building Soulful Success. I'm sharing with my clients. I'm coaching. I'm teaching. I've got a beautiful natural growth of this program. I'm enjoying it. I come up on Camp Starheart 2019, and I considered not doing it again. And in one of the upcoming episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you lessons I learned from Camp Starheart, not only from the event, but also in how I almost quit this amazing event. That's pretty much, we have 10 tickets left for next year. They're not on sale yet, but like it's already mostly sold out. And so what this had to do with, these shifts all had to do with how I see myself and my identity. which is amazing because this is stuff I'm teaching, right? The theme of Camp Starheart is becoming, and becoming is about how you see yourself and how you see, how you bring your future self, you know, all stemming from that one concept that I heard on Brooke's podcast. Wasn't just, you know, I'd heard change your thinking, change your life. I've heard, programming equals thoughts, equals feelings, equal actions. I've heard be, do, have. But never until I pulled the future thinking back to the current reality did I begin to experience such swift change amidst my emotions, my thinking, my feelings, and my actions and my results. And so the shifts that I made in May were around allowing help. And this brings me to you today. So here we are. May is not even finished. If you're listening to this, it's, the dates are irrelevant to the content, but they are relevant to the story. And so as of this recording, my identity has shifted. Last week, I went to New York City and spent some time with my mastermind sisters. And at first I was thinking, I don't even really know what to share. Things are going really well. I've made this decision. I've made this growth. And there's a woman there that, Michelle Mazur, who wrote a book called The Three World Rebellion. And it is about a marketing message or a stake in the ground. And mostly they usually have a you know, like Black Lives Matter or, God, I don't know. I can't think of them all right now, but they have, you know, you, these three words and there's, actions behind it. Well, mine, I was just sitting there doodling and I was just playing and I was thinking about Soulful, and I've been, you know, running around with my girlfriends and they're so cute because they'll all say or do something or see something. One of them sent me a mogul t-shirt and a mogul cup. And so I've been playing, you know, with this mogul energy and this mogul word and what it means to me. And all of a sudden I wrote down the word Soulful Mogul, and it just aligned, like something in my body stood up. And so I decided in that moment just to claim that energy. I am Soulful Mogul. I am Soulful Mogul. And it was perfect because it actually really does reflect who I'm already helping. So I help two kinds of people. I help successful people, mogul style people. I help them bring the soul back into their life. And then I also help soulful people who want to create a successful mogul lifestyle, right? And so part of that was also getting help. A few episodes ago, a few months ago, I hired back my producer, Elise, to be the producer of this podcast. And then I have also hired Stacey Harris of Uncommonly More. She's in a leadership group I am, and I had seen some of her work, and I was just really impressed. I was also following my intuition. And as I began to sit down in this new identity, I thought, what help, if I were to allow help, what would it be like for me to allow not just help, but high-level help? So I have admin, which is high-level help, but I also have Elise, which is high-level help. But they're doing things that I either don't have time to do or that I'm not able to do. And what would it be like to take something off my plate that I actually do at a very high level, but it requires a bunch of effort and time, right? So what would it be like to pass that off? And I interviewed Stacey. I knew before we even got started that I probably was going to hire her. I did hire her. And I hired her to create a one-year marketing plan. And so this is not something that I've ever done. I've always been kind of a fly by the seat of your pants person. I am not saying that anybody new needs to do this. I have been self-employed for 15 years and I have always had a very loose plan. Like if you ask me, I have certain things that I do, but I don't really respond to spreadsheets and tracking and training in these things. And yet what Stacey was going to be able to do was go through my relevant content, my current content, my old content, and she was going to help me see my business differently than I saw it. So I'm getting not just other eyes, but I'm getting professional eyes, and she sees in strategy. She sees in chunks. She sees in seasons that I normally just feel my way through. And so in the hiring of that, what is so fun is that Stacy is also an expert in podcasting and podcasting production and planning, et cetera. And so she is going to be working with my podcast producer and with me on creating consistent content, content that's relevant, content that's helpful, content that is actually a little bit more planned. And so this is a version of me that as I am becoming, as I am now, that which I wanted to become 2 years ago, I'm making slight modifications in my behavior, slight adjustments in my branding, slight adjustments in my communication, slight adjustments in how I am helped that are going to make a massive impact on you. And so I'm super excited that this is the last of the Allison Crow Winging It podcast. And I'm so thankful for 48 episodes. There's actually been more than that because I didn't numerically count the bonus episodes. And I'm keeping the title the same. It's time to rework our intros. It's time to rework our outros. And I'm so excited to have my full authentic self and expression supported by the brilliant brain of Stacy and her team at Uncommonly More. I feel like it takes up a lot of my thinking space so that I can use my energy to deliver value and insight to you. And so with that, I'm excited starting June 2nd will be the first official of the new way of my being in the world, of my being the soulful mogul that I have become. I really am feeling the light and the joy of that. I'm feeling the transition of the woman who wanted to be that to the woman who is that literally in the last month. That's when the evidence showed up, but the work of that started in 2017. And so I'm really excited to be sharing with my clients. I'm excited, especially my clients, to be sharing more details about the journey and to be coaching you and supporting you on how to use this methodology of changing your thinking and bringing it back into the now, learning how to feel the difficult emotions without shoving them away so that you can become becoming. I am becomed. Right? Making up words now, but I am becomed that woman. And so the work that I'm putting out will still have the same Allison feel. I'm just tightening my belt a little bit. I'm just polishing it up for you guys. I'm becoming even more of who I am. And so I'm so thankful for those of you that have been there with me through this process. I have a special shout out for my client, Jody Garcia. She is a soulful mogul realtor in Georgetown, Texas. And we were having lunch the other day and she was actually wearing her 1 year soulful success. They get a t-shirt that says breathe y'all when they've been in my program for a year. And she was wearing it and we were talking about, you know, just the change of things coming. And she was saying, I love the phrase soulful mogul. I'm totally want to be a soulful mogul. I'm a soulful mogul. And really just taking on that identity, not just taking on the identity, because my version of that might be different from her version. Your version might be different. But if you were to think about being a soulful mogul, a business person who has soul, and not just a business person, but a successful financially, emotionally, time-wise, like really maybe even multiple streams of income, what would that be like? And Jody said to me, she said, it was so amazing and so permission to watch you go from, I think I can do this to I've done it. I literally watched you, Allison, over the last year become, and it is such an honor to me to have the reflections of my clients seeing that, because while we're in it, we don't know it. We don't know how to describe what we're doing most days. And then to have the reflection of Stacy Harris as she went through my old content and she saw that shift in me too. And so when I brought this word to Stacy, when I brought this word to my clients, they were like, oh my gosh, that's it. You've nailed it. And so I just wanted to let you know that we are going to be doing weekly shows. They will be released on Sunday night. I'm still going to be doing live streams, but I won't be recording live streams for my show anymore. But those will be delivered on Sunday night. I'll be sending an email to my email list to let you know the topic so that you can tune into the podcast. I'm going to be interviewing some of my Super Soul-y clients. I'm going to start with them, the ones who've been in for the longest. I'm going to start interviewing some of them and share some of their world and their amazingness with you, because let me tell you, there are quite a few soulful moguls that are already in the Soulful Success Coaching membership. I'm going to be sharing insights from some of the calls that we have. I'm going to be sharing actionable things that you can take into your own life. And this is the place, this and my Facebook page are the places to get content free, pick my brain, so that you can do something with the insights that you get from listening. So thank you so much for being a loyal audience member. Thank you for those of you who are brand new. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you. As always, podcast reviews are much appreciated. They are like podcast currency, or if you want to leave a tip without having to spend a dime, a podcast review, especially as we make these changes, is super helpful. As always, I love for you to take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast and share it on social media with either hashtag Better Life, Better Work Show or hashtag The Soulful Mogul. And with that, I want to leave you not with just a story about me. I want you to think about the last few seasons of your life, and I want you to pat yourself on the back. Take a minute and look and see. Give yourself credit for some of the ways that you have changed not only your outer world, but your inner world. How has your identity shifted? How have you grown? And what is the impact that it has made on you? Really take time to reflect on that. And then when you begin to think about the future, and not from a place of worry, but excited anticipation, and when you think about the man or the woman that you are becoming, can you tap into that person's brain and say, what is she thinking? What are her biggest problems? What are her biggest chores? Who is helping her? What problems is she solving now? What is her mindset like? How does she deal with disappointment, doubt, failure? Right? And I would love to hear how even this impact, this episode impacts you, like just thinking about who you're becoming, thinking about the identity shifts, and wanted to give you a little bit of that behind the scenes. Thank you so much for spending time. I will see you next week on the show. Have a great one.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.